Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Really sound off. It is Wednesday, the 13th day of June, 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We don't have any guests today. We have cleared the deck so we can cover masses of international financial news. The EU announcing total tyranny, that voting won't even matter in the countries anymore, as if it didn't before. Now they're just being open that they'll take any amount of money they want. No judge, no jury. Not let you have your money out of bank accounts. Checkpoints so you can't leave. Third world populations can come in to drive down wages, but slaves inside cannot leave. That's the globalist model. You are prisoners in your country. You are the lowest filth on earth. It's a global standardized model. We're going to be going over all of that. Also, Ron Paul isn't even sure he's going to go to the Ron Paul Liberty Fest that was set up there in Tampa, because it might anger the loving Republicans. And Rand Paul has come out and said, hey, he wants to get along the Republican Party. So, hey, let's all just be delusional. His dad didn't endorse McCain 4 years ago, but now he's endorsing Romney. And that's fine. I mean, at least the Pauls are pro-Second Amendment. Want low taxes? They're not bad people. But it's not bad that we are upset. It's not bad that we're like, wow, you're not Dr. No anymore. Wow, our contributions, what we built. I mean, the people that put Ron Paul on the map are upset. We are the supporters. We reflect who brought him to where he is and his son. And I'd say 95% are very upset. So we can open the phones up about that today. And we've been told in a bunch of newspapers, I read them yesterday by operatives, that, hey, grow up and you're stupid. In fact, will you re-pull me that article that it's like two words to Ron and Rand Paul supporters, grow up. And they go on to say, you're stupid? Okay, I'm stupid. I'm dumb. I didn't support Obama. And I knew he was owned by the same people as Bush. And now Mitt Romney's totally paid for by the same people. And I'm stupid. I understand. I'm stupid. Ron Paul really won the first primaries. The Republican Party knows that. They said, hey, instead of us always trying to destroy you, the door is open. And the Pauls said, hey, we're walking down the aisle. Dun, 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 dun. Or is that the graduation music? I mean, it's a here comes the bride, all dressed in white. Okay, great. I mean, I'm not enemies of the Pauls. I'm hurt, and I'm not supposed to be hurt. I'm supposed to go, oh, I get this. Whoa, yes, yes. Compromise. Make the Republicans happy. That's what their press releases, two of them say. The Republicans will get mad at us if we're not for war with Iran. And they will get mad at us if we don't have sanctions. And they will get mad at us if we don't like Mitt Romney. And they will get mad at us. Patriot Act, torture, checkpoints, TSA. How about all of it? I mean, the Republicans and Democrats at the highest levels are together on the same page. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. The phones are already full without me even giving the number out. We don't usually even do that, but whatever. We'll take those calls that got in there. 800-259-9231, and I'm just going to hammer through your calls. That means I'll probably get to one call by the end of the hour, and then I'll really get exotic and take three in the second hour, maybe five in the third hour. Just joking. We're going to get to everybody. In fact, in the spirit of this, we'll just go to calls the first 30 minutes or so, and then I'll get into all the news. And boy, let me tell you, it's off the charts. Muy loco. 80% in major poll want to be able to vote on the fact that 83% of their laws are passed by the EU bureaucracy, even though they're not in the EU. But it doesn't matter. The drones are standing by the checkpoints. You've been occupied. They don't care. Global polls, almost everyone's against the drones, including U.S. citizens, abroad and domestically. Doesn't matter. The drones are there, so you learn to speak Goldman Sachs and Wells Fargo and Bank of America. Shut up! Pay the taxes, slave filth!
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I have a very important transmission lined up for you today. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, the 13th of June, 2012. I am Alex Jones, your host. I absolutely hate tyranny and oppression and bullies and lies and fraud and con artists and scams. I am totally in love with beauty and truth and justice and strength and honor and success. And I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance over every form of tyranny. To paraphrase Thomas Jefferson, and I reaffirm that here today, I will not compromise with tyranny. I will not play mind games with myself. I want to live in the real world. We are buried alive in bureaucracy and propaganda and brainwashing and chemicals and GMO and chemtrails and heavy metals and garbage. And I am digging out of the tomb. I will not sit here under 6 feet of baloney. I am digging out. I am awake. I have come out of the cave. I am looking at the sun. I'm on the surface. It's like THX1138 redoes Plato's The Cave. And you come up and, man, there's the sun and you're out there on the mountainside and it's beautiful. And I don't want to be down here with the zombies anymore. And to get out of this, I've got to wake up the zombies. And I have come to break the trance. and you have come to break the trance, and we are here, and we've got targets in all directions. We're completely surrounded. Good. Don't let any of the zombies escape. We're not here to kill them. We're here to unlock their minds. When you realize the oppressive people in the police state system, the bureaucrats, all of them, they are victims through conditioning and through failure and through humiliation and through Madison Avenue telling them that they're garbage. They have given in to different templates of control, and we are here to free humanity. We are here to break the chains. There is only one way through this tyranny, and that's straight ahead, no compromise. Now, we are going to open the phones up. In fact, we're going to go to your calls here in about 60 seconds. And I told you this was coming next. All over the country, they're announcing they're going to scan the RFID. It's already started in England 6-7 years ago. Australia started last year. We're about 6 years behind them, generally, in the tyranny. It's beta tested there first. Many forms of it. They're going to scan your trash cans and give you huge fines in the mail. To make you think it's okay, you'll first get warnings. Again, that's how they phase all this tyranny in. Oh, we're going to just give you a warning for your seatbelt at first. Now we're going to arrest you and give your kids to CPS. Oh, we're now going to forcibly give you an inoculation. There's no law, but if you don't let us, we're going to have the CPS take your newborn child. But the study shows it hurts my child, and they don't need a sexually transmitted vaccine, and the Japanese have banned this for children under two. Shut up. The officers are standing by, conspiracy lady. Shut up. Shut up. I mean, look at these headlines here. Milk drinks and popcorn to be banned in New York. Last week it was no judge, no jury, just a bureaucracy that decides through the health department what's safe, which are racial hygiene set up in New York, what, 1910, 1912? All over the country by 1915, totally new courts through the health department, social services, family court, all new, out of England, eugenics, that's where Hitler got it, the death panels, first killing the retarded kids, then killing the crippled kids, then killing whoever they wanted. I mean, Hitler didn't invent this, ladies and gentlemen. They don't dress up in military uniforms now and parade around with, you know, nighttime rallies with big swastikas. They walk around acting trendy and liberal and tell you how they're guarding you in the nanny state and they're going to take care of you and put GMO in your food with live pesticide in it that kills bees if they eat it. And they're going to put aspartame in the thousands of foods that totally annihilate your cell structure. And they're going to irradiate your food. And they're going to poison you. And they're going to put nanotech in the food. Most people already have it in their brains when they do autopsies after car wrecks. That was in the news a month ago. They're going to murder you and kill you. And as everybody starts dying, they're going to go, oh, my gosh, you're not allowed to eat red meat now in the city unless, oh, you pay a tax. You've got to swipe a card to have a record of what you're doing because we're all under national health care now. And what you do affects other people. And we're told communalized and communitarianism that George W. Bush said he supported. Communitarianism means communist system, but it just, we don't want global government. We want global governance. Means the exact same thing. We don't want communism. We want communitarianism. But it's okay because it means the same thing because George W. Bush is a Republican. And he goes to Republican functions and patted people on the head. And Obama, while he totally hammers all of his idiot constituents, he goes and pats them on the head so it makes it all right. And he himself is a puppet. You haven't even gotten anywhere near breaking the surface of reality. All these people buried alive politically, spiritually, psychically, chemically. And I am not going to live in this fake reality anymore. I'm not playing around with any of it anymore. I'm not going to sit here and play patty cake with all the fake constructs and the rest of it. It's all bull. They got polls out where 90%+ of Americans don't want military drones used against them. Well, it's illegal to begin with. It's unconstitutional. It's out of its jurisdiction. You're not supposed to have the military involved domestically because it's always used to take over in every case in history. From Latin America and modern times and Africa and Asia right through to Julius Caesar and crossing the Rubicon. This is what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. And everything we've already been through in history is happening again with a bunch of delusional eugenicists calling themselves transhumanists, but delusionally saying they're going to live forever and be gods and fly off to outer space. when meanwhile, all they do is wreck stuff, and they're probably going to kill everybody. It's only a matter of time until they trigger a black hole, one of these superconducting super colliders or cyclotrons. It's only a matter of time until they release some antimatter weapon the Air Force admits they've got to scare everybody. It's only a matter of time until they release out of one of these level 4 bioweapons labs on purpose or by accident, or one of their eugenicist cult members sneaks out with it, stuff that kills 90%+ of people when you come in contact with it, recombinant mouse pox designed for Homo sapiens sapien. I mean, you know, that's just one of the attack patterns. Super weaponized flu, super weaponized black plague, super weaponized anthrax, and stuff we can't even imagine. Nanotech, viral, precursor, microplasms. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We are on the absolute cusp of changes that are going to blow everybody away. The globalists have suppressed at least 30 years of technology. That's why they're so arrogant right now. You know, I saw Lord Rothschild getting confronted by Luke Radowski. We got to play that clip. We had it posted like a week ago, but I'm going to ask Kurt to repost that at Infowars.com. And he walks over to him and talks about his new world order, and Rothschild turns around with this extreme intelligence in his eyes and just smiles at Luke and just sits there pitying him. No telling. You know, that guy actually owned the whole Rockefeller system. That's why David wasn't even at Bilderberg and is real ill. What is he, 96 or something? And just, quote, merged with the Rothschild holdings. Every time an oligarch gets arrested in Russia, the Rothschilds go, oh, we owned all their stuff. You actually don't get any of it. And he just looks at Luke and just looks at him. And those eyes of just evil intelligence just looks at him like, you have no idea, boy. It's like when Luke confronted Senator Rockefeller and talked about his family funding Hitler and the eugenicist. And he turned around and he goes, you got a lot of you-know-whats, kid. I ought to give you a job. He's like 6'5". He just wheels around. He's on crutches. At the time he had knee surgery. Because he's ignoring everybody. But as soon as you let him know you can see, it's just like the movie They Live. He swings around and he goes, you got some huevos, kid. I ought to give you a job. See, everything's cloaked and fake. They know everybody's in a dream state, not even awake. And they realize somebody is not in a trance. And you sit, talk to a Rothschild or Rockefeller, because I've done it myself before, confronted these people. And the minute they know that you're actually addressing them, all of a sudden it's like they uncloak and they just turn. And they're like, oh, yeah, you see me? I see you. They're all asleep, Jones. You'll never wake them. They're ours. And I have to sit here and watch her play patty cake. Hey, let's take over the Republicans. Oh, it's a genius plan of the Pauls. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, the Republicans. That's only one layer of the control. And it's the other way around. You can see that. Suddenly endorsing neocon candidates through Campaign for Liberty. Suddenly saying, oh, yeah, sanctions and act of war are good. Oh, Mitt Romney's great. Oh, so everyone has access to the new president. See, the word is it's going to be Romney now. Everything's switching against Obama, just like it all switched against Bush and McCain. And so it's like, oh, my God, we'll be at the White House. We'll be interviewing him. We'll know the president and vice president. Oh, my gosh, I could dress up in a tuxedo, and I could go to a dinner and go through and feel real important, like a peacock sitting there with my feathers out. Look, I've arrived. I'm hanging out with the people in Washington. I've hung out with the biggest movie stars there are. It means nothing. I've hung out with some of the top scientists, astronauts. It means nothing. None of it's real if they're not awake. You hang out, though, with some old lady or some young man or some young woman or old woman, whatever, who is awake and knows what's going on and sees the Matrix. That's who I want to hang out with. That's electric. That's reality. That's fulfilling. That's important. Ladies and gentlemen, they're announcing that they're going to move now to ban popcorn and milk. See, they're going to say what's dangerous. They're going to say what size your toilet is. They're going to say what type of batteries you can have. They're going to say what can be in your trash. They're going to say if you can spank your kids. They're going to give your kids vaccines without your consent now in 3 states. They're going to do what they want. They're going to take your bank accounts. They're going to give you a national ID card. They're going to grab your genitals at checkpoints and abuse your wife and children in front of you. They're going to do it because they like to do it. You ever studied history? Scum likes this. And good people that sit here in a trance Well, it's actually not their fault because they were medically induced into this at birth via the Matrix integrator known as Colorvision.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, it made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many of the supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
103 is forever.
103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
That's right.
So,
Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger. When you dig my grave.
When you dig my grave.
Make it shallow.
Make it shallow.
So.
So I can feel the rain.
Grave digger.
Grave.
All right, I said I'd get your calls, and I'm going to do it. Here it is, though, coming up. Russia denies sending helicopters to Syria, says West arming rebels. Well, I mean, they admit they're arming Al-Qaeda, the bankers that run our country. I'm supposed to love Al-Qaeda. I'm supposed to love Mitt Romney. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. Also, exclusive, Bilderberg 1966 data dump, the war on nationalism exposed, U.S. government study, humans are national security threat to oceans and our planet. Now, we had it from 73, but this is one of the oldest documents saying humans are the threat by the predator class. Our government says we're bad. We're a threat. We're evil. Former World Bank President Wolfenson, I don't want to talk about Bilderberg. Jesse Ventura says the TSA is a pedophile hunting ground. An excerpt of that interview yesterday. That is all coming up today and a lot more. But first, let's just take calls the rest of the hour, and then I'll get into... They're bringing Obama down. I saw this a few months ago. Schiff, the word from big insiders was that they're done with him. Now top Democratic strategists say there's an unstoppable headwind. Either Obama's going to start a war, stage a false flag to play the hero, and that's only if the global handlers let him. But sometimes, even within criminal subgroups, they'll do it on their own. Or it's going to be Mitt Romney. And all I'm saying is I'm not in a Mitt Romney bashing fest, because all that does is get childlike Republicans to not listen to us. I'm just saying he's for gun control, open borders, abortion, and a bunch of wars, and NDAA, and Patriot Act, and warrantless spying, and he's a puppet. And people want to believe, hey, we're about to meet Obama. Yeah! Okay, just watch what happens. Just watch what happens. Just watch what happens. It's just like the Obama supporters. My God, they send me hate mail still saying I work for the Republicans. Just childlike idiots. And you would think, because I agree with more what Republicans say than what you with Democrats. I mean, across the board, I don't agree with what Democrats stand for. I mean, it's a socialist, globalist, New World Order, eugenics group, posing as loving, you know, trendies, super dangerous, super bad. But then the globalists just give us an alternative that gives us different rhetoric, but does the exact same thing. And a lot of times gets more done in the agenda. Shut up now. Start the calls. Jonathan in North Carolina, you're on the air. What is on your mind today?
Hey, I hope you can hear me all right, but I just wanted to let you know that currently we are actually upping our NBC work, natural, biological, and chemical. We've actually gotten in a whole fleet of the NBC FLAs, which is basically an ambulance. And
there's a decontamination unit. So are you a firefighter, police officer?
I'm currently in the military as a medic.
Okay, yeah, that's just the cover for federalization. That's phase one in the town. Next, it's fighting the locals with John Deere hats in drills. Actually, wear John Deere hats. I have video of this. We've shown it in urban warfare. The bad guys wear John Deere hats. That's the enemy, the new Al-Qaeda. It's not a beard and a turban. It's a John Deere hat and overalls. So what are they telling you?
Well, actually, they're just upping the training. And also around here, there has been, there's also been something weird going on post, at least I think it has been for the last 2 weeks. They actually have, a civilian military SWAT team that drives around in a, kind of like modified Brinks truck that drives around, and these guys, even going into like the PX to get something to eat or somewhere, they're in full regalia with everything short of M4s and shotguns, but they're still carrying around pistols and full body armor.
Yeah, I know. They're bringing the mercs in now at every level, and they're going to replace you soon.
Yeah, well, if they replace me, then just, you know, give me a week's notice so I can go home.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about down the road. Robots, AI-controlled drones are already in the sky, acting autonomously. And then little specialized corporate guys who've been tested psychologically and who don't care as long as the money's right. It's a total – imagine Attack of the Pirates. The globalists actually at Skull and Bones, that's their idol, is pirates. And so just imagine the whole system is a pirate system run through government against us.
Well, hey, I can only give you one more thing. I'm going to have to go off because my car just – me. There has actually been the NBC.
Yeah, guys, hold the music down for a minute. Sir, make your point. Go ahead and make it.
Well, no, they're moving all that NBC equipment from other installations to this side, to this coast. We're getting stuff from just all over the place.
Now, that's key. That means if they stage something there, they can pose as better saviors. Good point. Thank you for the call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains an all-natural ingredient that will safely boost your testosterone. You need healthy levels of testosterone to have a good mood and a positive, energetic mind. Call now and receive a free bottle of T-Gen. Call 800-577-8644 right now for more details. Call 800-577-8644 for your free one-month supply. That's 800-577-8644 for your free bottle now. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait. Call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Call now.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
You could accept the fact that the city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament,
yes.
Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Dead.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It certainly is, and thank you for joining us. Thank you for putting up with me. Great info from that member of the military earlier. They used those hazmat teams everywhere back in the 80s and the 90s to get the liaisoning set up with local police. And they go, yeah, the regular army's here, but they help us with bomb disposal. And now it's we'll help you SWAT team somebody's house. And it's going on covertly, and it's totally illegal. But now it's admitted. And the CFR comes out and says, yes, with the top general, we're going to start having the military respond as your local SWAT team, regular army. I mean, that's public 2 weeks ago. This is off the charts. And, hey, you're not going to have that popcorn. You're not going to have that milk. And New York's moving to ban that. And there's going to be new fines and fees. And we're going to dig through your garbage to make sure you've got the right recycling going on. This is about taking the biggest prison population in the world and doubling it. This is the new economy. This is like bank robbers coming in saying, hands up. And you're like, why are you robbing me? Because I'm a bank robber. Yeah, why is the New World Order going to do this? Because they're crooks. Because they can and they like it. And the sky's the limit and they want a new dark age that they're going to call the new enlightenment. Okay, enough. Let's go to your calls. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Coming up, Rand Paul says, yeah, I want the Republicans to like me. I love Romney. And there's all the apologists out there saying it's a great idea. So, hey, I'm not mad at the polls. I'm just disappointed. And it's a part of a larger trend, so I have to report on what they do now, and I have to not be naive. Seen some bad stuff happening the last 6 months, but I certainly still appreciate the good work they're doing overall. But I have to point out the fact that the trajectory they're on is pretty soon, they'll be like John McCain or something. I mean, if Rand continues drifting this fast in a year or so, he'll be like John McCain, basically. And by then, everybody would have already said, well, it's okay. So it's like, well, it's okay now. You know, we've got to work with people. We've got to get along with the system. Hey, sit down, be reasonable, grow up, compromise. You know, well, we've been doing a lot of that, hadn't we? And now they're like, yeah, we're listening to everything you do without warrants. It's illegal, but that's the way it is. Yeah, we banned the soft drinks last week. Now we're going to ban your popcorn. And then how much steak you can have. And the government admits, that's what the Department of Health, Department of Energy, all of them say, Health and Human Services, that you'll have this ID card that charges you the national sales tax, and it'll be graduated, because poor people won't have to pay a lot of it at first, they're going to say. And then everything you do is tracked on the card, accessed by a digital face scan photo that's going in everywhere, and or thumbprint, or index finger. And so that's your allotment of red meat. Oh, that's your, and they're going to decide what you eat and what you do while jacking everything and not letting you have labeling that tells you something's GMO. And you watch, people will just die of more cancer, more diseases. The numbers will keep skyrocketing straight up as they are in every neurological disorder, every disorder of the gut, bone disorder, skeletal problems, skin problems. Everything's just going to go up, 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 up. And they're going to come in as a solution and say, we're just going to incrementally tax and restrict and ban everything. If I'd have told you 10 years ago, as I did, they would start banning soft drinks and then ice cream and then red meat and popcorn oil and milk. And not just raw milk, you'd say you're crazy. Oh, but I did say that. You said I was crazy. I told you 15 years ago they were taking baby's blood at birth in a giant secret world government program declassified 5 years ago. Again, I don't want credit for any of this. Most of this stuff is declassified or it's been leaked to me. I'm going to say it again to all the bureaucrat enforcers who feel like they're winners because they're on the inside and they get some of the intel and they laugh at the public. You're being injected with cancer viruses, look it up, and sterilants in all the major processed food, the water. Okay, you're being killed. You're not on the winning team, Dumbo. Okay? Wake up. Let me explain it again. You're being soft-killed. Do you understand? Not in Kansas anymore. And hoping Obama's going to save you, hoping Mitt Romney's going to save you, hoping that the new British prime minister's going to save you. That's naive. We've got to admit just how crazy the social engineering's gotten layer after layer after layer after layer until we realize that there's only one way out of this, and that is to really break with the system entirely and stop complying more and more, start small, but then more and more across the board, making a noise in public places, getting aggressive, breaking the zombie trance. You understand, we are literally cognitive counter-revolutionaries. The globalists have had their zombie revolution, the brainwaves, all of it. We've got to break the trance. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Chris in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, sir.
Okay. I wanted to send out a warning. I'm starting to see this on the online community that people seem to be wanting to jump on the Gary Johnson bandwagon. Have you followed the Libertarian Party any this year?
I know that the Libertarian Party has drifted quite a bit as well towards kind of green socialism and a bunch of other weirdnesses. And that's because the power structure, all they've got to do is maintain control. So they try to co-opt every mass movement. But yes,
sir. Gary Johnson, you know, Bill still has been running for the Libertarian presidency, and I bring him on my financial website, dalbarker.com. But basically what Bill still has exposed of Gary Johnson is he is a bankster shill, Alex. In one of his debates, Gary Johnson quoted that Wall Street didn't commit any crimes, end quote. He also quoted that borrowing money is okay, but printing money is not, which we both know is that how money is created is basically has to be borrowed into existence. And he's allied with a guy named Roger Stone. Bill Steele exposed him through a middleman named Roger Miller. And he found out that this guy, Roger Stone, is a huge Nixon fan.
All right, but listen, I'm going to have Gary Johnson on tomorrow, and I appreciate your call, Governor Johnson. And I don't think the Libertarians are going to win, but it's good to build something alternative. I don't agree with him on having open borders because the people get here and have welfare shoved on them and become Democratic voting operatives who 90%+ will vote to take my guns and my little bit of private property. You know, paying over half of what I produce to government isn't enough. It's all Ford Foundation, globalist run. And so, yeah, I would be for free trade with China if they had no tariffs and we had no tariffs and they didn't have slave camps. But you've got to have some type of walls when the rest of the world's totally collapsed. Instead, globalism, you let the walls down. It's like opening the door on a submarine and everything gets flooded. Mexico's worse off than it was 20 years ago under NAFTA and GATT. We're worse off. And so that's the issue here. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think Gary Johnson is perfect. But I know he's been anti-war. He's for drug decriminalization, which the globalists do not want. And so I'm not falling down. In fact, I'll open the phones up tomorrow when Gary's on. Is he on 30 minutes or an hour?
An hour.
He's on for an hour. So we'll take calls tomorrow. You guys make me 30 minutes into it go to calls, okay? And, you know, Gary Johnson's a nice guy. Sometimes hearing him speak's like watching paint dry, but it's okay. He's going to be on the show tomorrow, and I've already had him on before. I'm not just having him on now because Rand Paul's being wedded to Mitt Romney. And, again, I think it's a beautiful wedding, and I'm sure everybody's going to have fun at the wedding, and I'm not against it. You know, I just don't particularly like it, but you know, I'm being sarcastic now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and take a call from Brian in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Brian.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Man, it was great meeting you in Chantilly at Bilderberg meeting. This thing with Ron Paul has really got me worked up. I mean, I feel like it's a betrayal. Alex, I feel like I've been punched in the gut and I'm afraid, or I don't know, maybe hopeful that this is going to be a trigger for maybe a call to action from the info warriors to make a move. I mean, what are our choices here? We've got Obama or Romney. Those are our choices. I mean, come on, man. I'm sick of it, Alex. I mean, it's time for.
Well, you know what? You know what the big New Jersey newspaper, NewJersey.com. Had to say, two words for those upset by Rand Paul endorsement of Mitt Romney, grow up.
Yes,
and they go
yes,
on to so say, yes. And you know, the masses are upset with it, and they go on to say, and the masses just aren't that smart. So listen, you shouldn't, you're not smart because you know that Mitt Romney wrote Obamacare. You're not smart because you know Mitt Romney's been for abortion for 20-plus years, but now says he's against it. You're not smart because he always stabs his constituents in the back and is owned by Goldman Sachs publicly, just like Obama. You're not smart because you know he supported carbon taxes. You're not smart because you know Ron Paul didn't endorse McCain, and as bad as McCain is, Romney's even worse on the voting record. You're not smart. And the Ron Paul of 4 years ago, he wasn't smart. See, Ron Paul and everybody, and by the way, Ron Paul's involved, they've gotten smart. So just admit, you're not that smart. It says, you're not that smart. This is Paul Molsheim. You're not smart, and you need to grow up, okay? So, yeah, grow up. Get behind Romney, who says we shouldn't audit the Fed and that Congress has no power over the issuance of currency and credit. Grow up. How dare you? Listen to Jack Hunter. Grow up. We've got to make the Republicans happy. So let's have a war with Iran. Let's have sanctions. Let's have torture. Let's endorse neocon candidates and let's endorse Romney. Okay, grow. In fact, I'm announcing I'm growing up today. I've just grown up. And, you know, we shouldn't be hardcore and change the discourse by moving the Overton window back towards liberty. We should let them walk us into tyranny through a process. So, again, grow up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm ready to grow up, Alex. I'm sick of the TSA. I'm sick of the FDA's.
Grow up. Got to do it to keep you safe. Can't let you know if it's GMO. Got to arrest Amish. You got to let them ban sodas and milk and popcorn. All over the country. It's not just New York. You got to grow up. We need the inspectors to dig through our trash. We need the NSA to spy on us without warrants. We need 30,000 armed drone switchblades against us. Grow up. We need sodium fluoride in the water, sevenfold increase in bone cancer. Grow up. Grow up. Grow up. I'm sorry.
I'm sick of their drones, Alex. I think we need our own drones with live stream to spy on them. And I think we need
no, that's an invasion of no government secret under national security, and we have no rights. Grow up.
No, I'm tired of being oppressed. I'm tired of being told that I have to take their GMOs. I'm tired that I can't.
Grow up, sir. Enjoy the tenfold thousand increase plus in pediatric cancer.
No, sir. And I'm
grow up. Grow up. Hey, they say there's death panels. They want to kill grandma. It's trendy to kill your parents. Grow up. Grow up.
They want to strip searcher in the airport, Alex.
So what if the TSA wants to molest your wife in front of you and put you in a microwave oven? Grow up.
A man's got to stand up and say no, Alex.
No. George Washington was wrong. Grow up. Grow up. I appreciate your call. Get rid of him. He hadn't grown up yet. Some kind of weirdo wants freedom going into the show. Mitt Romney's awesome. I like him. He's got clean-cut hair, $2,000 suit, perfectly tailored. He smiles at you. Hi, how you doing? You know, Ted Bundy would do that. Pull up a little yellow Volkswagen. Hey, get in the car. I need a little 16-year-old. Oh, yeah. Hey, let's go to my house. We're going to have some fun once we get there. Now, you try to open your mouth, I'm going to blow your head off, sister. When I get you where we're going, everything's going to be all right now. Hey, he was smiling. Hey, I'm in Romney. Oh, hi, I'm charming like a fake cheerleader. Hey. Yeah. Oh, it's so loving. Thank you, Chris. I understand you're upset or whoever that. What was that caller's name? Was that Brian? Okay, who do we go to now? Peter in Florida, you're on the air. I hope you've grown up and realized that
Listen, Alex, man. First of all, I want to say, you know, you've done an incredible, you know, I don't tell you anymore. You're the man, dude. But listen up. I want to just start off what I'm going to say, and I think I got a pretty important message by saying, remember, we can't always invest in a person. Like you always say, they could tear down a person, but the ideas have to go on. So first of all, everybody who's freaking out, Rand Paul this, Rand Paul that, everybody calm down, first of all.
And grow up.
Grow up. But now listen, second of all, I have to tell you, here in South Florida, we've, in 4 years, just about have completely taken over the Republican Party here. I don't want to say specifically in which city.
And that's why this deal has been made. The Paulites were starting to take over, and so suddenly it's being taken over, and that's why this is so bad. But it doesn't matter.
But remember, and I don't mean to cut you off. I know you can cut off too, but whatever. Listen, you remember when Rand Paul was running for Senate? My brother and I both were like, what is going on with Rand Paul? He's saying all this mainstream neocon nonsense. He wins, landslide, right? And then I know he put the sanctions on Iran, but this guy took the charge up against NDAA, you know, a TSA, and he went full force. Now, I'm not saying, like I said, he's just a guy, he can be torn down like anybody else. But it's so unreal. It's so easy. And I got to tell that guy who just called in freaking out, man, know what your power is and know what your strength is. My brother and I, we walk into the party and they know that we're borderline anarcho-capitalists. I mean, there's no hiding it, but they let us do what we want. They love us because we're personality driven. They don't have any philosophical time.
No, they don't. It's a bunch of fossils in the Republican Party that want to feel powerful and official, and that's the thing. No. Good people can take over when we take the field.
Exactly. Listen, it's literally like a social club. If these people were nerds, they'd be at a Star Trek convention. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
But listen, I got to tell everybody out there, you got to hear this. Once you go in and get rid of that whole defensive, like, attitude, you can know it. Man, there's people there talking about Agenda 21. There's people there yelling at the senators for stuff that you would hear on your show on a daily basis. However, if you just go in there and kind of keep your calm, I think this is what he's doing now. And he's getting in there because look how easy it was. Look how difficult it was 4 years ago to get these ideas mainstream.
No, I hear you. I hear you, and I appreciate the points you're making. We got to go to break. I got to go to break, brother. We'll come back and take more calls. Listen, yes, the Republican Party knows Ron Paul really won those two states for sure, probably three or four, but two, Iowa, Maine for sure. And so they're scared, and they know that Campaign for Liberty and the Liberty Movement and our radio show and others are exposing Agenda 21, the New World Order. It's hot. You know, Charlie Daniels is waking up. I mean, it's happening everywhere. I traveled across the country, every place I went in, restaurants, a fireworks store. There was listeners everywhere. I went to a fireworks store, like five people, and three of them were listeners. Yes, but I'm saying that goes both ways. We don't now say, hey, we're infiltrating them. Let's play along with it. No. You go in there, you take it over openly. You take it over openly, and you tell Campaign for Liberty, don't start endorsing CFR people, or we'll create a whole new system. That's all I'm saying.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories will all immortalize. And boys, children,
Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. But the rain hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die.
The bankman says he likes me.
The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do.
Mitt Romney says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He ain't my friend. But I'll ride again.
And I'll ride again.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm starting to go to your calls. We're going to continue taking more of them. I'm glad you're fired up. Coming up, Business Insider. See, it's going mainstream. This chart shows the Bilderberg Group's connection to everything in the world. And it shows how they sit in interlocking directorates over 400-plus of the Fortune 500. Like, scroll down, we'll show people watching in PrisonPlanet.tv that. If not, I'm going to link to this right now at Infowars.com. And it ties in with a big article we've got today by Aaron Dykes that's at Infowars.com. We've now finally scanned all hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of the 1966 Bilderberg documents, exclusive Bilderberg 1966 data dump, The War on Nationalism Exposed. Very powerful article and hundreds of pages of documents now in PDF. It went up last night, and the article was written this morning. I guess Aaron stayed up till like 3 in the morning to get this done. It is up there right now at Infowars.com in the featured news area. Be sure and get all of that out. And I will get into the nanny state. I will get into male fertility plunging. That's a London Independent article. We will get into U.S. cities embrace software to automatically detect suspicious behavior. Slate.com. Hey, how about systems to automatically detect suspicious government behavior that our founders warned us of? Oh, it's not suspicious behavior. It's shipping guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and the false flag. It's shipping Al-Qaeda into Libya and now Syria publicly. I mean, what are you doing running Al-Qaeda? Well, we always knew you ran it, but now it's admitted. You think we're that stupid? What are you doing with not letting us mark GMO food? What are you doing with, you know, all this tyranny and trillions in banker bailouts and in corporate welfare? You know, what are you doing? They're like, hey, you know what we're doing? We're robbing you blind, and you put up with it. You see, once you put up with corruption and you make excuses for it, the corrupt know you'll just pretty much start putting up with anything and everything. Like Jerry Sandusky's wife going on all these vacations with little abused kids. And reportedly in the same room with her, but she didn't know what was going on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the same thing with all these crimes and situations. We just put up with the TSA abusing us. And it just becomes normalized, like Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia or the Aztecs. It was normal to have child sacrifice every morning when the sun came up all over Mesoamerica under the Mayans. And to them, that was normal. Well, you know what? It isn't normal. It's sick. It's demented. And this culture is buried alive, and I want to dig us out of it. They love it. These disasters, it's just beautiful to them. They love it. And we're giving the worst people control by not getting aggressive with them. All right, we're going to go to break and come back with John, Nana, Nicholas, Chris, George, everybody. And I will try to accelerate through calls for 30 minutes. And then I'm going to news blitz. And boy, is there a lot of it. I've already mentioned some of it. So stand by, countdown for that. Also, your purchases at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com or link through at InfoWars.com make all this possible. We've got back in print for limited time, Tragedy and Hope, Top Globalist Insider, A Noble Lie DVD film, back in print also, the latest edition of Strategic Relocation and available at InfoWars.com. ProPure water filter, 10% off with promo code WATER. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.